Okay, welcome back to Coast, Raymond Grace, our special guest. We're going to take your phone calls, and if anybody's out there that dealt with our water supply system, let's give us a call and let's see how your water is. Okay, we're back. Final hour here with Raymond Grace as we talk about dowsing and a couple of his works again. The Future Is Yours, Techniques That Work for Me, Seasons of April. You know, the fascinating thing of all of this, Raymond, is also, even if you're not dowsing or using a pendulum, the exercise alone kind of makes someone tuned in a little bit better to their environment, doesn't it?
It does indeed. It increases people's awareness. And what the dowsing does, in my opinion, it helps put you in the alpha brain frequency. And when you're in the alpha brain frequency, you have access to information that is not available at other brain frequencies.
Are we trying to increase people's inner energy? Is that one of the things we're trying to do?
Well, I've never used that term, but there's nothing wrong with it. And I would say, in a word, yes. You see, I measure energy of humans, animals, places. I guess you can measure the energy of anything on the planet. And the first thing I do when I'm working to help someone is to check to see what their energy is, or if it's a place, like a school, office building, or whatever. And there's a term used, raise the energy. Well, the best illustration I can give is whenever we eliminate the forces, whatever they may be, that are causing the energy to be so low, the energy will rise on its own. Like if you wash a car, you don't wipe clean on it, you wipe the dirt off. Okay, same principle with people, animals, and places. You find out what the problem is and eliminate it. And this can be done with dowsing at a distance, whether you've ever been there before or not, because all my work is done at a distance. I don't have an office where people come to see me. It's all done at a distance.
Could you also use dowsing for remote viewing?
Probably so. It's probably all on the same principle because I tune in to people sometimes, dangerous people. And a lot of times I can find out what they are planning to do to someone. Or what they are thinking of, what they're thinking about, what's going on in their mind. And the brain works with pictures better than it works with words. So when you do that, you see things maybe symbolically. And sometimes you see it literally, what the person is doing. And you can use dowsing fairly effectively to stop real evil people, such as serial rapists, serial killers, this type thing. I've worked with
Yeah,
that.
they're there. They're there. Try to douse an entire prison.
Well, I have done that a little bit. I didn't get real good feedback. I've got a little feedback on it. One was just a regional jail. Actually, I've worked on a right. What comes to mind right immediately is worked on two regional jails, and there was a remarkable difference. One feedback I got from. Came through someone in class. They knew someone in the jail, and we had taken the jail as a project in class. And they said they actually had a lockdown. Everything went so bad, and then all at once, said something shifted, and they start getting more peaceful. And I worked on a local jail here. Had similar things happen. It's kind of a little off the wall, but the local jail, there were some people put in jail there that had tortured someone to death.
Oh, geez.
And whenever I found that out, I think, uh-oh, I better check this out. And there were five demonic forces in that jail. And once I removed them, I got word from someone in a position to know, let's just put it that way, affiliated with the jail, that everything changed. So, yeah, this could be used to clean up prisons all over America.
I like this.
Now, is that going to mean that you're going to make model citizens out of everybody? No, excuse me. It doesn't mean that. It means that we can stop a lot of violence. We can stop a lot of crime. We can just use this to make the world that you live in a much better place. And if we had a million people out there focusing on this, we could change the whole country.
I like that. Okay, let's take some calls as the hour is ticking by. We go to Biloxi, Mississippi. Turtle's with us. Hey, Turtle.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
We actually have the Red Sea problem out here, so I'm hoping that our water gets cleaned up too. I do believe, so I hope it does. But I'd like to ask about anxiety, and I'm not sure how to ask the question, so the pendulum will work right.
Anxiety. Explain that a little bit more, Turtle.
Like having panic attacks and
all right. Personal stuff.
Violent
like
ones. Yeah, if something happens, then you just start having a violent panic attack.
Well, what about that, Raymond?
Oh, okay, I'm giving a guess here. Please understand, I'm not really trying to diagnose. I'm giving a guess. But my guess is it's probably due to an imbalanced blood flow to the appropriate areas of the brain. And if you go to RaymondGraceProject.com, there's a free 8-minute video that helps people balance their brain. And I would suggest you play it a minimum of once a day for at least 2 weeks. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to solve all your problems, but that's the shortest, simplest answer that I can give.
I like that. You think that'll help you, Turtle?
Yes, it sure will. And y'all have a great day.
All right. Be well. I love that name.
Oh, one more thing, George. If folks out there want to learn this, I've started offering webinars because people are spending more money for travel and motel accommodations than what they paid for a class. So we're doing webinars. So to get details on this, just go to RaymondGrace.us, click on schedule, and there's a place there to click on for the webinars.
Now we've got three websites for you. So are they all different?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The foundation is what our foundation does about cleaning up streams. We've got a seed saver program now going with the county library to save heirloom seeds, and I've funded that. Funded a river cleanup where the college kids comes and picks up trash. We've got pictures on there of a great big trailer full of trash bags and old tires they pulled out of the river. My kid works for me. She goes into 9 counties and 2 cities in Southwest Virginia into schools, teaching kids how to respect water. So, you know, we've got something going, and I wish folks would look at that website and get an idea of, hey, maybe I could do something like that in my community. Yeah, you very well can.
What has been for you in your career of doing this the most fulfilling thing you've done?
Oh, good question. I think helping kids. I got a picture of a little girl yesterday, and I don't even remember working on this kid. It was 10 years ago when she was just an infant, and I don't even remember what was wrong. Someone just said, this is the kid you worked on when she was just a baby, and here she is now, and she looked like she was running some kind of an obstacle course, and that one made my day. But giving people good water to drink is also very rewarding, because that was the goal I set 30 years ago, was to help clean up the water in the world. And then sometimes I've been a kid that was on drugs, run away from home or something, and I remember getting at least one or two of them back. And that means an awful lot to the family and the parents. So just it's hard to pin down one thing.
Let's go to Santa Maria, California. Gary's with us. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Oh, good morning, George. I wanted to give it a shot here as far as what my explanation is for why dowsing works. And it has a lot to do with us discovering that massive gravity wave that they detected a few days back.
Uh-huh.
The gravity waves interact with dark energy. That's a given. I think most physicists would agree. Dark energy binds everything together, especially water molecules. Dark energy directly relates to gravity, which directly relates to your thoughts. Even in the Bible, the second sentence in Genesis says that God was on the face of the water. Well, what's the face of the water? It's the dark energy that binds the oxygen to the hydrogen. And so when you have an audience like Coast, a family that's tight-knit, tied emotionally together over the grid, over GMOs, over NSA spying, over politics in particular, and time again, these emotionally charged guests are followed by sun flares that you know I've been tracking.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a great example just two nights ago when four of your regular callers, including me, called into to your guest host show, except Cornelius. And then he called in 4 days later. Well, one particular sun flare, 2497, popped off one little C flare and then proceeded to pop off 30 times with four M-class.
That's
flares,
pretty active.
And then Cornelius. So there's a direct correlation to the blessing of water that a priest does. Stephen Schwartz did a whole show with you on that.
Yep.
It explains it very well. He scientifically tested the water. It did change with most of the priests, not all. Some of them weren't into giving their blessing. So this audience, the thoughts that were all quantum entangled in this audience, each and every one of us is worth at least 5,000 daytimers that don't know a thing about what's going on.
The daytimers. Holy water, Raymond. Holy water. What is that? It's just water that is blessed. That's all. I always, when I was a kid going to church, I thought it was really something different, tastes different, everything else. It's just water that was blessed, right?
As far as I know, it was the intent of the person blessing the water, put intent into it, and changed the molecular structure of the water.
Intent is critical.
Oh, it is indeed.
Now, so what if we have a situation where we want you to fix the water in Flint, Michigan, but there's somebody else there who doesn't?
That's a good question, which I probably don't know the answer to, but my belief is that we could probably override that. But I was asking, doing some dowsing while we were on break, and I still cannot get that I can change the whole water supply up there. But if we've got, I hope somebody there calls in that did drink the water that came out of their faucet since we did that and let us know something. But can we change the whole water supply? Probably not, because I got an email one day from India, clean up the Ganges. I said, I'll make a deal with you.
The entire river?
Yeah, stop dumping dead bodies in it and we'll talk about it. I mean, dead bodies, raw sewage, raw chemicals, this kind of stuff. If people keep on doing what they're doing, they're going to keep on getting what they're getting. So you've got to change something. So that's why I said I can probably help the people listening. At least I hope I can. But people have to get involved. If you've got a problem, you got to get involved in fixing it. And I'm offering information. I'm offering energy. The folks out there have got to direct that energy into their water. Or at least accept it.
Sure.
And if they want to theorize all the reasons why it won't work, they just, like I say, shot themselves in the foot. And I don't argue with people, George. I just offer something, and they can take it or leave it.
No, you don't argue. That's what I've picked up from you. Let's go to first-time caller Dan. Happens to be in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Dan.
Yeah. Hey there, George. Yeah, I'm a chiropractic physician. I've been in holistic therapy for since back in the 70s.
Good,
I've been doing dowsing since back in the 70s. And I mainly use it for purposes of healing and for nutrition. So you can detect whether or not a food or a vitamin is good for you and how many you should take. And I'll also mention you can do the same thing with muscle testing if the patient's mind is clear. But as far as this experiment goes, I checked the water before we did the experiment here. And what I'm using... my little dowsing rod here, my little pendulum.
Mm-hmm.
Mine will go counterclockwise if the nutrition element is not good for the body, if it's bad for you, and it will go clockwise if it's healthy for the body.
Okay.
So when I took the glass of water, I got out of the sink, it's going strong counterclockwise. It's bad water. You shouldn't be drinking it. As compared to, like, say, some spring water, which will go clockwise positive.
Sure.
And so we did the experiment, and so I also tasted the water before and after. And as soon as the test was done on the break, I went and tested it, and lo and behold, it's gone from counterclockwise to a strong clockwise movement around the water. So the energy field and this water has really definitely changed.
Now, have you tasted it? Did you taste it?
I tasted it. Now, here's the fun thing. When I taste it, it still tastes just as bad. The water still tastes just as bad. I can taste the impurities in it. But as far as the energy level goes in it, it has definitely changed when I'm testing with the pendulum. Now, I also had some separate water set aside here, like in a cup. And that was not affected by it. And when I check it, it's going counterclockwise. It's going negative. It's bad for the body. Now, I also took some fresh water out of the sink and tested it. And it's also spinning clockwise like it's been changed where it's having a positive effect on the water. But it still tastes bad.
Yeah.
As far as the energy goes, it's showing up as if the water has been changed.
Well, Raymond, let me ask you this. If the waters change, will the taste change eventually?
Well, it has in every case so far. This is the first time we've had that it didn't change, to my knowledge, and I don't know why. So I was working on that water for him as he was talking there. So I believe his name is Dan. Dan, go let the water run just a moment and get another taste. And then you may need, after you get back on the line, but you might can email George and see if it made a difference then. And I'd like to know because I'm not accustomed to that happening.
Let's see with you, Dan, if the water's close enough. How close is the water to you, Dan?
It's just like a foot away from me.
All right, give it a try.
Let's run just a moment while George talks and take another sip, and let's see if I've been able to improve it for you. I don't know that I have, but let's find out.
Now, if the water's really bad, do you recommend people sip it?
Oh, well, probably not if it was poison. If it just tasted.
No, poison. Stay away from poison, folks.
Yeah, but if it's coming out of his faucet, yeah, he can.
All right. So, is it run long enough now?
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Yeah, I'm testing it.
How's it taste? Take a gulp.
Well.
Don't get sick on it.
No, I
don't.
I have to admit it. It seems like it tastes a little bit better, but I can't really say scientifically because now I've been drinking several glasses of it.
But it doesn't taste horrible, does it?
Mm. Now I just drank some spring water. I'm going to do that for comparison.
All right.
And then I'm going to drink some more faucet water.
Here we go. A live experiment.
Well, it might taste a little bit better than it did originally, but it still doesn't taste quite as good as the spring water.
Okay.
But to me, that's not really the main thing. The main thing to me is the change in the energy pattern. Because I've been checking things, like I said, for over 40 years. You can use it, you know, with a pendulum, or you can also do a muscle test. And, you know, for food or nutritional things or for health reasons, you know. And the energy pattern on this has definitely changed from a counterclockwise to a strong clockwise. So the energy field in this has been altered.
All right, very good. Raymond, we're going to take this quick break. We're going to come back in a moment. Now, Mr. Grace has three special websites that you can all take a look at. The one that says RaymondGraceProjects.com, if you click Dowsing Tools, scroll all the way to the bottom, click the print size of the chart, it'll print up for you. We'll be back with final calls. Wolf-like creatures terrorizing Pennsylvania? Human mutilations? What's that all about? That'll be part of our next Coast to Coast program, followed then by those special Friday night and the Saturday morning open lines. And welcome back to Coast, Raymond Grace with us. And Raymond, great work, by the way, that you continue to do. I really, really want to commend you on that.
Thank you.
You've helped a lot of people in your life. My God, how many? Thousands, I bet.
Probably. I don't have any time to keep any records. I get thank you emails, I wouldn't say daily, but a few times a week. And that's also a highlight. I mean, you know, people don't write you, they're thanking you if you didn't do anything for them. So, yeah, over the years, considering the films we put out, the webinars and all of that, yeah, we've reached a fair amount of people.
And you're just a very easygoing, uncomplicated person.
Oh, I have to keep everything simple. It's the only way I can understand it.
Where were you born?
When or where?
Where?
Right here in these mountains in Washington County, Virginia.
Stayed there all your life?
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Huck. He is truck driving in Louisiana. Hey there, Huck. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, George. George, I appreciate you bringing Raymond on for us.
You are very welcome. Good guy, isn't he?
Absolutely. Unbelievable what he's doing. My question, I just had to try to call and try to get in when he mentioned clearing curses. I'm curious. Both of my children have Asperger's, and my daughter suffers from anxiety attacks.
Wow.
With that, and my son has epilepsy. When he mentioned curses, I'm thinking of the Bible where it says that the sins of the father shall be visited upon the children.
Ah, you think something happened?
Well, I'm curious. I mean, my father was an alcoholic, and he wound up dying from it. So I'm curious. It just kind of way too much is clicking now that I'm thinking about this.
So your question would be, can he get rid of the curses, or do you have the curses on you, I guess?
How would you check that?
I don't find any curses on you, sir, or on the kids. What I do find is what I told the other lady about anxiety, an imbalanced brain. And I'm not saying this is a cure-all, but it doesn't cost you any money. It won't cost you a little bit of time. There was that project I gave out, the site I gave out, RaymondGraceProject.com, and there's a little video, 8 minutes long, automatically come up. Now, I don't know how old your kids are, but if they will participate and sit in front of the computer while you play this, that is better. If for some reason they don't or can't, simply put your pictures in front of the computer. And you, this is your job. Now, you have the intent. What I'm doing on that screen, on your computer screen, is applied to your kids. And you're going to need to do this at least once a day for at least 2 weeks. And you will have to do it periodically thereafter. Now, I'm not going to say that this is going to cure anybody. I'm just saying that it doesn't cost you any money, cost you a little bit of time, and it very well may help. I get some positive feedback on that film from time to time where it has helped people. And
that's the
simplest answer I can give you.
Go ahead, Huck.
You mentioned the pendulum. Would that help with the concentration?
It will if you know how to use it. Otherwise, just your intent would be probably the best thing you could put. I mean, you want to help your kids. I want my film to help your kids. So also, since energy follows thought, you having a visualization of the kids improving is going to help a lot, too.
Okay.
Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, I read a story about how Napoleon Hill, who wrote the book Think and Grow Rich, had a little boy with, this is a story I got now, I can't verify it, that was born without ears. And he kept visualizing ears on the kid, and the ears started to grow.
Wow.
So, see, energy follows thought. So you want to put your thoughts into what you want. That's the first rule of success, is think of what you want, not what you don't want or what you fear. So use that and that film, and my website, way to contact me is available on the site there. So if it helps, let me know.
Emotions truly affect things too, don't they?
Oh, they do indeed. Oh, yes. And a positive attitude is going to win over a negative attitude every time.
All the time. Yep. I think so, too. Deborah's in Goebbels, Michigan, east of the Rockies. Deborah, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had a couple of questions for George. You were talking about life force. You're talking about frequencies. You're talking about intent. While you're dowsing. And what I see is that you've actually taken dowsing, as most people know it, and you've elevated it and incorporated it and became basically a life force radionics machine. How do you see what you do compared to what radionics does?
Well, they use a machine, I use my mind. I have friends who use radionics. They're good friends. We work together to help each other. Their machine will be able to detect a problem far better than I can. I can probably fix it better than the machine can.
Well, and here's the thing. The more you use radionics, you actually become the machine. I've been using radionics machines for almost 6 years, and within the first 2 years, I no longer need the machine. I do use it.
You've become it.
To tweak,
the machine is now you.
Yes, exactly. What you're doing is it's a different way of allowing your inner knowing, like you said. The pendulum is your tool. The radionics machine was my tool, but you moved beyond that. And I really found that interesting when you were talking about that and how if you had somebody in the location, thus a witness, you get better results. And it is. It's all about your intent. That is the main focus. So I just wanted to ask you what you thought about what you did and how it compared to radionics.
Well, like you said, you were almost like the human radionics machine, Ray.
Well, I'm in favor of radionics because, like I say, they can detect stuff, and we work together. We're not in competition. I'm not in competition with anybody. So anybody that can do things better than I can, I might need to learn from them or refer people to them or something. But radionics is a good way to do things. As a matter of fact, this year I'm going to start incorporating dowsing into the garden for soil testing. And
I like that. That's a good idea.
And work with plants.
How often do you use the pendulum for general things as opposed to the yes-no that's on your chart?
I seldom use yes and no. I tell people, if you're learning to doubt it, don't use yes or no questions if you can possibly avoid it. Use questions that can be answered with a numerical value on your percentage scale. Because if you ask, is a soft drink good for you, you'll probably get a no. Well, is diesel fuel laced with arsenic and rat poison good for you, you'll get a no, but it won't tell you the difference. If you ask a question in this manner here, what is the result of this upon my body, you will get a numeric value of either good or bad and to what degree.
Next up, we go to Randy, truck driving in Wyoming, way out there. Randy, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, George?
Good, Randy.
Raymond. I've called quite a few times, but my dad used to do a dozing in, he had backhoe service, and he just used a couple of wires, and he kind of taught me a little bit about it, and I always thought it was like electrical pulse, and I says, well, can I use anything? You know, he'd just cross them and then have them close, and then they'd cross, and he could find water. But I do have a question. In my religion, you get the priesthood, and they always told us if we went out on the water, we still, you know, the Holy Spirit is supposed to follow you everywhere except if you go out on the water on a boat or however you get there, you know, and I realize the story with Jesus walking on water. Does Raymond know anything about that? And I will I'll listen to the answer.
No, sir, I can't help you there. I don't know anything at all about that.
Raymond, are you particularly religious or spiritual?
I gave up religion to find spirituality.
Did you find it?
People ask me, what did you give up for Lent? I said, religion.
But you found spirituality.
Well, apparently that's how we're doing what we're doing.
Well, that could be too. Absolutely. Where does it go next with what you do? I mean, what are the different things you can do with this? How will the future change it, alter it?
Well, if we had enough folks out there working on this is my projection on it. If I am able, and according to the water test done by the Canadian government on a well that had a lot of arsenic in it, and the arsenic disappeared. Where did it go? Well, my intent was to transform it into water. And I got to thinking about this. We've had a lot of successes of where people can't taste the chlorine, and the fluoride disappeared out of it. The sulfur smell. I've had a number of wells that had sulfur in it, and the odor goes away. The taste goes away. And people say, well, what's the scientific explanation? I neither know nor care. All I care is we've got good water. I don't complicate things. But the point I'm wanting to make here is, if we have the ability, and I think we do, to remove sulfur, arsenic, chlorine, whatever from water, then we can take all pollution and reduce it to its original element. In its original form, it was not a pollutant. It was a pollutant after it had been mixed with other things, gone through chemical processes, changes, and all that, and it became styrofoam and plastic and various types of pollutants out there. I really am thinking that might be the next step. And if we can reach a point, and I think it's going to take a higher level of consciousness of the human race, but if we can reach that point, we can reduce all pollutants to its original form, and pollutants then will not exist. I really think by using these methods, we have the ability to turn the earth into a paradise.
I think you're right, too. Let's take a few more calls here. Adam in Mississippi's turn. Adam, thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir. Thank you. Raymond, your third eye is open, buddy. But what I wanted to say was, hello?
Yeah.
Okay, but what I wanted to say, you know, your third eye is open. I hear a little bit of law of attraction, higher consciousness. Everyone can practice this through meditation because air is energy, water is energy, the plants and fruits from the earth is energy. If we all apply this to our everyday life, we could all think and things would happen. So my question to you is, do you meditate on a regular basis? Because some people won't experience things like this till later on in life, and some experience without meditation. So I was thinking, or my question was, do you do this through meditation or just came to you one day through the things that you practice?
Well, I think it just came to me because of what I do. I only work at solving problems. I'm not real too interested in theories unless they can use them to solve problems. And the more we do, the more we have ability to do. And that's true of whether it's a sports or any other phase of life. Now, I do not meditate as such, or at least very rarely. I meditate every time I pick up my bullet pendulum, because I program myself that every time I pick up that pendulum, that my mind will, or my brain waves will go into the alpha brain frequency. And that is meditation, or at least as far as I know that it is. Whether you want to call it prayer, meditation, I was on a TV show locally one time, and they were asking me about doubting, and I said, well, there's really no difference in doubting and prayer. Both are intensified thought to achieve a positive end result. And they said, cut. Our audience isn't ready for that yet. So that's the way I see it. Other people may see it differently. That's okay. When I get information, I only ask two questions. First question is, does it work? The second question is, does it help? I never ask a third question. I put it to use. So I'm not much of one for discussing philosophies and all that. It's like, did it work? Okay, then fine. We don't need to know anything else.
Kelly's in Fayette, Alabama now. Hi, Kelly. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my
call.
Sure,
you're welcome.
I just have a question. I was diagnosed with a disease from residual effects from the spill at the Gulf. And I wondered if you had any suggestions about that. And they're still having problems down there from remnants from the oil spill.
Oh, yeah, they sure are.
Well, the only thing I can come up with right off the bat here is you would work to detox your body to remove the stuff from it. I would suggest that you take a glass of water. If you're religious, say a prayer over it or focus your intent. That water, when you drink it, can flush all the pollutants, whatever is in your body, flush them out. Use the natural elimination process of the body to clean, to do your own detoxing with. And the water has intelligence. Just make sure you use good quality water when you start. And put the salts in the water, put the water in the body, because your body is composed of all the water you drank this past week. And over at least a short period of time, maybe not necessarily 7 days, but the bottom line is we can change the energy of water, and your body is mostly water. So put your intent in the water, drink the water, with the belief that it's going to happen. Now, if you do it and say, I don't think it's going to work, you're right, it won't. So, George, ever since that I had the experience of the steel plate disappearing out of my friend's back, that had been there for 15 years, and he goes to the doctor and gets an x-ray, and the doctor says, well, right here's the x-ray last year, and here's the steel plates. Here's an x-ray I just made. They're not there.
They're gone.
I believe most anything's possible.
Oh, sure, Rich. Raymond, we've got a minute left, but I want you to take some time to tell folks about your website, where they can participate with what you do. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Our commercial site is raymondgrace.us. There's no D on my name. It's RaymonGrace. That's where books and films and so on are. The Raymond Grace Foundation.org. Go there to click on what we do, to watch the Blueprint for Freedom that you can use for abuse. I made it for human trafficking, but it's good use for abuse anywhere, anytime, on anybody. And it's very plain, very simple. It's about an hour long. It's free. Feel free to use it to clean up schools, hospitals, jails, whatever. The other one is the RaymondGraceProject.com, which we just gave you. So those are out there. We've got a fair amount of free information. Somebody has wrote in, said, I thought you said that video was free. It is. You must have went to the wrong site. that's it.
You got
so,
it.
So think about this, folks. All you listening out there, you're capable of more than anybody's ever told you you were. So I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you, you can do a whole lot more than they told you in school or what they told you in church.
You sure can. Raymond, thanks again for being on the program. For Dan Galante, Juan Velasquez, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesour, Stephanie Smith, Chris Boas, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.